I'm going to have my conversation with the children right here this morning, so everybody can be in on it. And I want to show them a very special word, two words, that our friends in their Jewish community celebrated this past week. See, the words there are Yom, Y-O-M. Last word is Kippur, Yom Kippur. Now, you've already heard a couple of Hebrew words this morning for good morning when our youth choir sang for us, Boker Tov. Some other words. Yom Kippur means Day of Atonement. I'll tell you what the word atonement means here in just a moment. But it's also the beginning of the Jewish New Year. And the word atonement means if you've done something wrong to someone, or you said something that was harmful to them, or made them feel bad in some way, you want to go back and make up for that so that you're together again and that there's nothing dividing you again. And the reason Yom Kippur is called Day of Atonement at the beginning of the Jewish New Year, the idea is that you go into the new year with all your old stuff and your bad stuff kind of put behind you so you can start the new year fresh and new. So let me see if I can explain to you how atonement might work. And I'm going to, let's see. Ben, my man, why don't you go up here a minute? Come over here a second, Ben. You want to join me a bit a second? It's Ben. Now let's suppose that I wouldn't really and truly do this, but let's suppose I had said something to Ben that wasn't very nice. And kind of made him feel sort of bad. And then I get to thinking about it. Stay right there. I get to thinking about it and I say, gee whiz, that really wasn't very nice of me. I really said some mean stuff to Ben. He's probably feeling pretty bad about it. And I don't want it to be that way. I don't want there to be anything between us. So I go back going, hey, Ben, I'm really sorry about what I did. And I want to make it up to you some way. So why don't we figure out ways that we can be friends again so I can start the new year off on a good foot, okay? All right, that's the way you do it. That's the way you start off the new year, okay? I want to thank all of you for being in here today and for showing the people who are visiting us what a very wonderful religious education program we have. And now I'm going to show them how we escort you to your classes. We sing a song called As We Leave This Friendly Place, Love Bring Light to Every Face. So let's do that. And you may go down to your classes. Thank you for being with us today.